Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Metz. Maseches Sukkah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel. Le'iloi Nishmas, Feivel Yosef ben Chaim Leib, and Yehuda Zev ben Feivel Yosef.
Today's shiur will be'ezes Hashem beyond Sukkah daf Nun Gimel. The Gemara says, Tana, Isha ha'isabarer eschitim le'or shel beis ha'sheiva. A woman would be able to sort her chitim to the light of the beis ha'sheiva. That's how great the light was. Taisus brings the Yerushalmi that asks, how is it mutter for a woman to use the light of the Beis HaSheva? The Shemen and the Psila came from Hektish, from the worn-out Bigdei Kahuna, and so there should be an Isser Me'ilah. The Yerushalmi answers, Kael Umare V'Reach Eim Behem Mishum Me'ilah. There's no Isser on having Hana'ah from Hektish, if it's a listening to a Kael, Umare, or a Reach, because there's Eim Behem Mamish. There's no Mamish to the Hana'ah. But Taisus asks that from the Gemara Psachim, it says that even though there's no Isser D'Araisa, but there still is an Isser D'Rabbanon to have Hana from Hektish through Koil Umar V'Reach. So Taisus answers that when the Braisa says Isha Isabereres, she would sort her chitim, it doesn't mean that she would mamish sort her chitim, it just means that the light was so great that she would have been able to sort the chitim to the light of the Beis HaSheva. From the simple reading of Taisus, it sounds like there's a machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi asks, how is she allowed to have Hana? And the Yerushalmi answers simply, Kalu Mar V'Reach Eim Behem Mishum Me'ilah. There's no Isser Me'ilah. It sounds like from the Yerushalmi that she would actually sort her chitim. And the Bavli, according to Taisus, that holds that there's an Isser D'Rabbanon, holds that it just meant that there was enough light, but she wouldn't actually sort the chitim because there's an Isser D'Rabbanon. This is how the Yad David explains Taisus, and the Sfas Emes says that from the Ritva in our sugi is also mavur that the Bavli and the Yerushalmi argue on each other whether there's an Isser D'Rabbanon to have Hana'ah from Hektish through Kol Mare V'Reach. However, the Sfas Emes and the Netziv, they say that really the Yerushalmi does not argue on the Bavli. The Yerushalmi is also Maide that Midrabbanon there's an Isser to have Hana'ah through Kol Mare V'Reach. But the Yerushalmi still says we could still be medayik from the fact that a woman would have been able to sort her chitim me'ar beis hasheiva, even though she was not allowed to from an Isser D'Rabbanon. We could still be medayik that midaraisa there is no Isser Me'ilah. Because if midaraisa there would be an Isser Me'ilah on Kol Umar V'Reach, then the Chachamim would never make such a situation where the light would shine so far that could possibly come to an Isser D'Araisa of Me'ilah by someone having Hana'ah b'shegig, and therefore the Yerushalmi is Medayik that there's no Isser D'Araisa, there's only an Isser D'Rabbanon, and the woman wasn't Mamish Bayer, she could have been Bayer, but she wasn't Bayer because of this Isser D'Rabbanon, like the Bavli, and therefore the Yerushalmi also holds, according to the Netziv and the Sfas Emes, that there is an Isser D'Rabbanon, and yet we could still be Medayik, even though they weren't Mamish having Hana'ah from it, we could still be Medayik that there is no Me'ilah D'Araisa from the fact that the Chachamim made such a situation. The Gemara says further, Tanya Amru Alav Al-Hul HaZakin, K'shahaya Sameach V'Simchas Beis HaSheiva, Amar Kain, Hillel used to say by the Simchas Beis HaSheiva, Imani Kan HaKol Kan, V'meini Kan Mikan. What is the meaning of this statement that Hillel used to say, if I am here, everything or everybody is here, and if I am not here, who is here? Rashi explains that Hillel was saying it in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Marsha says, that Hillel is B'gematria the Shem Adnos, Aleph and Dalid and Nun and Yud. And Hillel was saying in the name of Hashem, in order to be Mizari's Klal Yisrael, that they should not do Averois. He was saying, Imani Kan, as long as I am here, Hashem says, and I find favor in your Avodah and in the Beis HaMikdash, and I masher my Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash, then HaKol Kan, then the cover, the glory of the Beis HaMikdash will be intact, and everybody will come together here in the Beis HaMikdash. V'imeini Kan, but if I remove my Shechina from the Beis HaMikdash, mi kan, who is going to come here? The Rashash and Rav Yashiv point out, even though the Gemara in Yuma, Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, says that there was no Shechina in the Bayis Sheni, Hillel was in the second Beis HaMikdash, and there was no Shechina. The Gemara says that it was missing five things in the second Beis HaMikdash, the Arayin, the Esh of the Maracha, the Shechina, Ruach HaKodesh, and the Urim V'Tumim. Still say Rav Eliyashiv and the Rashash that there still was some element of Shechina, just on a lesser Madrega, and therefore Hillel was still able to say, Imanikan HaKolkan, in the name of the Shechina, that if I am here, HaKolkan. According to Rashi, the Hemshech of the Gemara is very understandable. The Gemara just finished saying, Ashrei mi shalai chata, that fortunate is the one who didn't do Averis. And the Gemara continues with Hillel saying, being Mizaris Klal Yisrael, not to do Chataim. Taisus, however, brings B'Shem the Yerushalmi a different pshat. The Yerushalmi doesn't learn that Hillel was saying it in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rather, he was saying it Al Atzmai, and like the Maskandri of the Yerushalmi, on Klal Yisrael. Because the Yerushalmi first says that Hillel was saying it on himself. If I am here and I am praising Hashem, HaKol Kan, then everything's here. And the Yerushalmi says, asks on this, Ulukulusav Hutzarich, does the Ribbono Shel Olam need Hillel's praises? V'aksiv Elef Alfin Yisham Shunei, Hashem has thousands upon thousands of Malachim, millions of Malachim being Mishamishim. And so the Yerushalmi answers, the Keneged Yisrael Hayoimer, that Hillel wasn't saying it on himself, rather he was saying it in the name of Klal Yisrael. He was a spokesman for Klal Yisrael. And the Tais of the Yerushalmi ends with an unbelievable statement. V'chaviv alav kilusan shal Yisrael min hakol. It's beloved to Hashem, the praise of Klal Yisrael more than anything else. We see an unbelievable yisoid from the Yerushalmi, that even Hillel HaZaken, that he was being meshabeach Hashem, he was unable to say, Imani kan hakol kan. And the Yerushalmi asked, V'chi hayotzarech l'shvachai, does Ribbono Shel Olam need Hillel's praises? And yet, when the Yerushalmi answers that Hillel was saying Keneged Klal Yisrael, then the Yerushalmi is satisfied that yes, the Ribbono Shel Olam wants its chaviv to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the praise of Klal Yisrael more than anything else in the world. We see that even greater than any one individual could be, even greater than Hillel HaZaken, is the chefzo, the mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael. Being part of Klal Yisrael is the greatest thing in the world, and Hashem wants the tzibur of Klal Yisrael more than any one person. We see the same yisoid in the Gemara in Brachis on the Aflam Beis Amid Aleph, that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu by the Ega Lech Reid. And the Gemara says, Amar Abel Lazar, Amar Leha Kadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Moshe Reid Migdulascha, Klum Nasati Lecha Gedula Ela B'Yishvil Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, go down from your godless, I only gave you your level of greatness in the Zuchus of Klal Yisrael. Now that they did Averis, I don't need your Madrigas anymore. So we see again that even greater than any one individual could be is being part of the Mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael, to be part of Klal Yisrael, of Hashem's nation. The Netziv, however, brings a third pshat, Imani Kana Kolkan. And he says that it's like the plain meaning of the Chazal, that he was saying it on himself. And the Netziv says that sometimes the word Ani is explaining the milah of the person, the greatness of the person. Like it says in the Pasuk, Ani Paray Umibaladecho Lo Yorim Ish. Ani Paray, I am Paray, I am the great Paray, I am the Melech. Says the Netziv that Hillel was saying, Imanikan, if the milah of the person is here, the greatness of the person, which is his Dveikos with Aves Hashem, to love Hashem, if the Ani is here, the greatness that lies in the person, then HaKolkan, then all the dancing in the Simchas Beis HaSheva is fitting and is beautiful, and it's not Kalus Reish. However, Vim Enikan, if the Maila of the person, the greatness of the person, the Aves Hashem, and the Dveikos to Hashem is not here, then Mikan, then all the dancing is only a Kalus Reish, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is not happy with such dancing. The Ritva learns like Rashi, that Imani Kan HaKol Kan is going on the Shechina, that the Shechina is saying, if I am here, then everybody's here, then everything's here. And the Ritva adds the heavy idea that we should know, Shekol HaSimcha Yisera, all of the great Simcha of the Simcha Beis HaSheva, what was the pnimius? What was the meaning behind the Simcha? Was Lahalal Lahaydes Lashem, Ala Toiva Sha'asal Yisrael, to thank Hashem for the great kindness that He did for us, Lahashir Shechinasa B'Soichinu, to be Mashir Shechina amongst us. And that was the great Simcha of the Simchas Beis HaSheva, says the Ritva, that we were Zeicha, that the Shechina should rest in Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says, Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Kishayinu Smeichim Simchas Beis HaSheva, Lo Yerainu Shina Be'ineinu, When we were Sameach Simchas Pesach She'eva, we didn't sleep. And the Gemara goes on to explain that they went from the Tamid Shel Shachar to davening, to the Karban Musaf, and so on and so forth. And they didn't sleep all the days of the Simchas Pesach She'eva. The Gemara asks, how is this possible? V'amar Rabbi Yochanan Shvua Shalai Isha and Shalai Sheyamim Malkin Oisei V'yashin La'altar. Rabbi Yochanan says, if someone makes a Shvua, I'm not going to sleep for 3 days straight. So it's a Shvua Shav, right away it's a Shvua Shav. It does not have a din of a Shvua Spitoi. Since it's impossible not to sleep for 3 days, Rashi says it's like making a Shvua on something that's Evan, that it's Zahav. So therefore it has a din of a Shvua Shav. We give him Malkus right away, and he could sleep. He doesn't even have to hold back from sleeping at all. So how is it possible that to say that they didn't sleep all the days of the Simchas Veis HaSheva? So the Gemara answers, didn't mean that they didn't sleep at all. It just means, Leita Amnu Ta'am Shina. We didn't get into a good sleep. Rather, we used to fall asleep. We used to doze off on each other's shoulders. So we see from here that if somebody makes a Shvua that he's not going to sleep for 3 days, since it's impossible that he could be Mekayim the Shvua, it has a din of a Shvua Shav. The Ran in Shvuas, Daf Yud, in the Dap Yarif, he asks the following Shaila. What about if somebody makes a Shvua that he won't eat for a month? What's the halacha? Do you say that it's similar to a Shvua that I won't sleep for 3 days? Just like over there, it's not possible for him to be Mekayim the Shvua, and it has a din of a Shvua Shav, and he could go to sleep. So too over here, it's not possible for somebody not to eat for a month, and therefore it should have the same din that it's a Shvua Shav, and he could eat right away, and he gets Malkos for Shvua Shav. And the Ran says nearly that they're not similar. The Shvua of Shalai Isha and Shalai Sheyamim is a Shvua Shav because over there it's impossible for a person not to sleep. He's going to fall asleep against his will. So he made a Shvua on something that's impossible for him b'teva to be Mekayim. However, by the Shvua that I won't eat, it's possible for a person to hold himself back from eating for 7 days. He will die before the time comes, but not necessarily, but teva, he's not going to have to be over the Shvua. Says the Ran, then it's going to come a few days later and he's going to be besakana, has sakanas maves, and therefore he has the din of sakanas nefashes, is daicha, the mitzvahs of the Torah, and therefore he's going to be allowed to eat because of the Sakonis Nefashais, and he's not going to get Malkus, neither for a Shvua Shav or for Shvua Spitoi. That's how the Ran says that it's different, a Shvua that I won't eat from a Shvua that I won't sleep. But the Ran brings down the Shita of the Rambam in Perek Aleph Hilchos Shvuos, that the Rambam brings down in the Halachas of a Shvua Shav, that if somebody makes a Shvua that he won't sleep for 3 days, or if he won't eat for 7 days, the Rambam says that's a Shvua Shav. And the Ran says it's a Tema. How can you compare the two? A Shvua Shalai Yishan, it's not possible that he won't sleep. And a Shvua Shalai Eichal, it's possible, he's not forced to eat. So says the Ran that you can't compare the two Shvuas. But the Ran, Lemaskana, comes out that I agree to the Rambam that it has a din of a Shvua Shav, but not because of his reason. Not because the Rambam compares a Shvua Shalai Eichal that it's the same as making a Shvua Shalai Yishan, because they're both impossibilities. No, that's not the reason. The reason why it's a Shvua Shav is because he made a Shvua to be Iver an Isser Min HaTorah. Because it's Isser Min HaTorah for a person to kill himself. And since he made a Shvua that he won't eat for 7 days, in effect, he's making a Shvua that I'm going to kill myself. And therefore, it has a din of a Shvua Shav, but not because of the reason that the Rambam says that it has a din like a Shvua Shalai Yishan, that it's not possible for him to eat. Not because of that reason, but rather because he made a Shvua Laver al Divrei Torah. So we need to understand what's the Svara and the Shita Sarambam. What did the Rambam hold? How come he compares Shvua Shalai Eichel to Shvua Shalai Ishan? So the Stipler in Shvuas Simin Chaf and the Chedusher of Shmuel in the Darim, they both explain the aside of the Machlaikas is, if something is an impossibility Midin Torah, is that the same as something that's not possible b'teva? The Rambam held that the same way that a Shvua Shalai Ishan is impossible because b'teva a person will automatically fall asleep within 3 days, so that's a Shvua Shav. So too, if somebody makes a Shvua that he won't eat and it's going to come a few days later And Minat Torah, when he's b'sakana, he's going to be mechuyev to eat. So therefore, Minat Torah, it's impossible for a person to go 7 days without eating. And therefore, Minat Torah, the Torah's that's mechayiv him to eat, makes it that it's a shua shav, the same way the b'teva, he wouldn't be able to stay awake for 3 days. So too, the Torah that says that he's not going to, that it's also for him to not eat when he becomes b'sakana, that makes it like b'mitzius, it's a person is not able to go fasting for 7 days. That's the way the Stipler and Rav Shmuel explained the sheet of the Rambam. Rav Yechezkel Abramsky, in Chazon Yechezkel, however, he says a different pshat. The Rambam held that even though you're right, a person's not forced to eat, and he's going to die within the 7 days. That's not considered a kiyum of the shvua. Even though, since a person, it's not possible for him to stay alive for 7 days and not eating, so by the fact that he could technically not eat and he's going to die after 3 days, that's not considered a kiyum of a shvua, just because the next 4 days, while he's dead, he's not eating. So therefore, it's a shvua shav, because it's impossible for a person to live 7 days and not eating. So being mekayim the shvua when he dies, when he's not alive, he's not considered a kiyum shvua, and that's the svara that the Rambam held, that it has a din of a shvua shav. The Gemara says weiter, Hani chamesh esrei ma'alos, the 15 shira ma'alos keneged mi amram David. The Gemara says that Rav Chisda said that there was a ma'isa. When David was digging out the shittin, the Tohim rose up and wanted to drown the world. Amar David, does anybody know if we're allowed to write the Shem Hashem on a chaspa, on a shard of pottery, and throw it down in the Tohim, and it will black the hole? No one answered him. Amar David called the Yada Lememer Ve'inoy Oimer Yechanik Begroinoy. Whoever knows and doesn't say the answer should die Bechanika, should be strangled. The Aruch Lener explains, why did David pick this Misa? He says it was Mida Keneged Mida, because the Gemara says that nowadays that there are no Misa Spezdin, so there are Misa B'dei Shemayim takes their place. The Gemara says that if someone is Chayiv Chenek, he will drown. So we see that drowning is a form of chenek. So mida keneged mida, if somebody wouldn't say the answer and save people from dying b'chenek, so he should die b'chenek. That's what the Aruch Lener explains. We could maybe add another reason, that David's klala was, if somebody knows the reason and he doesn't say, so he's not using his voice, he's not using his throat to save other people, so he's making it as if he can't speak, so therefore mida keneged mida, he should be yechanik begroinai. The Ritva here brings the Gemara in Makkos, Daf Yud Aleph, that learns from this story with David and Achitofel, that kilas chacham afilu al chinam hiba. A klala from a chacham, even for no reason, it's mekuyim. Just like over here, even though Achitofel ended up telling David that it was mutter, and yet we see that at the end of his life, Achitofel died b'chenek. So we see, even though really there shouldn't have been a reason for him to die b'chenek, because David HaMelech only was mekalel somebody that knows and doesn't say, and Achitofel ended up saying, and yet he still died b'chenek. So you see, kol haschacham afilu al chinam hiba. So pashtus from many of the Rishonim in Makkos, it's the Gemara just means even for no reason. Once a chacham says something, even though there's no reason for it to be chal, because it ends up that it was a tnai and the tnai was mekuyim, still the klala is mekuyim. However, the Ritva here says that the reason why Achitofel died is not because he did nothing wrong. He says rather, Achitofel knew the answer, and he was holding back the answer. He's being mitzayer David HaMelech. And that's what it means, al-chinam. That even though he told him, so he didn't hold back the answer for good, but since he was mitzayer him a little bit, says the Ritva, that's why, b'saif davka b'yaklala, that's why the klala was mekuyim in him. Sounds like from the Ritva, if there's no reason at all that the klala should be mekuyim, then you wouldn't say the halacha that kila aschacham afil alchinam hiba. So in the end, Achitayv made a kavachaymer, and he said, "Umala se shalim ben ish leishtai, amra tayra shmi shenichtav b'kedusha yimacha al hamayim." If to make shalom between a husband and wife by a saita, Hashem allows his name to be erased to make shalom. So la se shalom lechal ha'olam kulay alachas kama v'kama, to bring shalom to the whole world that is in danger of being drowned. Certainly, we could write the shame and even though it might get erased. So Achitofel told him Amar le shari. So the Mefarshim asked the Rashash and other Achrayim, ask from the Mishnah in Avos Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel that it says that David HaMelech learned from Achitofel only two things, because the Gemara says that if somebody learns from his friend Perek Echad or one halacha, he has to be give him kavod, because we find from David Melech Yisrael Shloi Lamad Me'Achitofel Elashnei Devarim Bilvad, he only learned from him two things. Kirai Rabbi Alufai Umiyudai, he called him his Rebbe Alufai Umiyudai. Shneamar Ve'ata Enosh Ke'erki Alufi Umiyudai, you are a person Ke'erki of my stature Alufi Umiyudai. It's a pasuk in Tehillim Kapitel Nunhei. So the Mefarshim ask from this Gemara, he taught Achitofel taught David HaMelech a third thing. The Chidah in Pesach Einayim says that Rashi answers this question, because Rashi Divrei HaMaskil Mi'ikad Yada says David lo haya mayra halacha bifnei Rabbi Achitofel v'hu haya sham. Rashi says that David knew the halacha that you were allowed to write the shame on the chaspa, but David just didn't want to be mayra halacha in front of his Rabbi Achitofel, and that's why he didn't answer. So therefore, he answers according to Rashi, the Rashash's kasha is not shver, because the Achitofel did not really tell David HaMelech this halacha. David HaMelech knew it on his own. He just didn't want to paskin in front of Achitofel, who was his Rebbe. And the Chida adds that why does Rashi say at the end v'hu ha'yosham, and he was there? It's seemingly extra. Rashi should have just said David lo haya mayr halacha b'fnei Rabbi Achitofel. David wouldn't be mayr halacha b'fnei Rabbi Achitofel, and we would understand that it's talking about that Achitofel was there, and as we see in the following Gemara. So the Chida says that we can answer according to the Rivash in Tshuva Reish Ayin Aleph. The Rivash says that a Talmid Chaver is allowed to be Mayra Halacha within Shalish Parsois of the Rebbe, who's of the Talmid Chaver. Only Bifun of Mamish it's Asr, even for a Talmid Chaver. So says the Chida that David HaMelech, even if we'll be Machmir on him and say that because of the two things that Achitofel taught him, so he had a din of a Talmud Chaver next to Achitofel. So therefore Rashi's saying, V'hu ha'yosham. Rashi's saying that because Achitofel was mamish right there, so therefore even though David HaMelech was a Talmud Chaver, it was usher for him to paskin in front of Achitofel. A beautiful diuk in the extra few words at the end of Rashi. However, Rav Eliashiv in Ha'aris is not happy with this pshat. First, he adds another question. He says, it can't be that because of the two things that Achitofel taught David HaMelech, that he wouldn't be Meir Halacha b'fnei Rabbi. He would give him a din of Rabbi Muvak, and it's also to be Meir in front of him. Not like the Chida explains that David HaMelech would have a din of a Talmud Chaver. So he's still bothered by what's pshat in Rashi, that he wouldn't paskin in front of Achitofel. Says Rav Eliashiv that Achitofel was really David HaMelech's Rabbi Muvak Mamish. He taught him tremendous amounts of Torah. What's the pshat in the Mishnah in Avos? He says that the Mishnah in Avos is being midayik in the Psukim. Right after the Pasuk, Ve'ata enosh ke'erki alufiyum yudai, it says, Asher yachtav namtik soid beveis elokim nehalech b'ragesh. Those are two halachas that Achitofel taught David HaMelech. Asher yachtav namtik soid, that a person needs to learn in a chabura, not to learn by himself. Asher yachtav, yes, to learn together. And second, beveis alikim nehalich biragesh, that a person is not allowed to walk in a beis hakneses bekaim zekufa. So therefore, we see in these psukim that David HaMelech called Achitofel aluf yum yudai because of these two halachas. Says Rav Eliashiv, at that time that David HaMelech said aluf yum yudai, he at that time Achitofel had only taught him these two halachas, like it says in the beginning of the pasuk, va'ata enosh ke'erki. David HaMelech called him, you're my equal. So therefore, it says Rav Eliyashiv, that from the psukim, from the context of the psukim, we see that at that time David HaMelech only learned from Achitofel two things, and he still called him Alufi and Yudai, but certainly later on Achitofel taught him many, many more things and became his rabbi Muvak, and therefore Rashi says that David didn't want to be paskin in front of Achitofel his Rebbe because he was really his rabbi Muvak. All the Achronim ask on this Gemara, what was David HaMelech's suffik if he's allowed to use the chaspa and write the Shem Hashem on it? We know that the Gemara says, Ein lecha davar oimid b'fnei pikuach nefesh. Even to be mechal Shabbos, which is a chi of skila, you're mechal Shabbos before pikuach nefesh. So what was David's suffik? The Aruch Liner answers, Alpi the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Dalid, that says that b'makom chilul Hashem, even on other Averis, besides for Gilai Rai, Shvichas Dam, and Avodah Zarah, the halacha is Yehorig Val Yavar. So David was Mesupik is if erasing Hashem's name is Bichlal Chil Hashem. Until Achitofel taught him with the Kavach Chaimer that for Shalom it's not considered Chil Hashem and you're allowed to erase the shame. The Siach Yitzchak and Makis says a different pshat. He says David was worried that erasing Hashem's name might be Abizrayu Da'arayas, because the pasuk before this says, before the Isser of Mechikas Hashem, the pasuk says, V'yibadetem eshemom minamokim ahu, you should get rid of the name of Avodah Zarah. Lo'isasun kein la'Hashem lo'keichem, you shouldn't do this to Hashem's name. This is where we learn the Isser of Mechikas Hashem. So says the Siach Yitzchak, David HaMelech thought that maybe erasing Hashem's name is Abizrayu Da'arayas. But all these terutzim don't fit with Rashi, because Rashi says the reason why David HaMelech didn't paskin because he didn't want to be Mayra Halacha b'fnei Rabbi. And Tzarech Ian, if the Isser to be Mayra Halacha b'fnei Rabbi will supersede the Sakonis Nefashis. So according to Rashi, just because of the Isser of Mayra Halacha, why wouldn't he do it if it was a suffix of Pikuach Nefesh? The Aruch Liner and Makis, Rav Eliyashiv and the Birchas Avram, they all say an innovative pshat in the Gemara. They say that over here there wasn't the chashash of Sakonis Nefashis. Really, the water was overflowing and it wouldn't have put anybody in danger. It just would have disrupted the normal life. It would have flooded places and ruined people's shalom and ruined people's happiness. And that's what the pshat in the Gemara is when Achitofel made the Kal V'chomer, he says, La'aseh shalom ba'olam. And the Achronim are medayik, it's not only La'aseh shalom ba'olam, it's to save people's lives. So the medayik that it was only the water was going to flood and prevent shalom, it wasn't going to kill anybody. The Aruch Liner adds that the Ribbono Shel Olam already made a shvua that he wasn't going to bring a marble to the world. So therefore they answer that the story over here, the Bechlau was no suffik of Pikuach Nefesh, and therefore David HaMelech was worried about being Mara Halacha b'fnei Rabbi just in order to prevent that there should be a disruption in the people's normal daily lives. The Aruch Liner, the Avni Nezer, and many Achrenim ask, what was David's suffik if it was mutter to throw the chaspah in with the Shem Hashem? The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kufchaf on Beis says Mefurish that gram mechika is mutter. The Gemara says that if somebody has the shame written on his skin, that it's mutter for him to be taivel, because when he goes into the water, it's only a gram mechika. And the pasuk says lo yisasun kein la'Hashem lekechem, asiya asur, and grama is mutter. The Avnei Nezer in Yeridea Simon Shinayin answers that over there, the Gemara is talking about when the person goes down to Taivel, that the water that's flowing by is going to cause the shame to be erased. And therefore, it's considered a grama, because it's not his direct action that's causing the mechika, rather it's the water that's flowing by. And he's medayik from a Rashi that's the case that the Gemara is talking about. But in our Gemara, says the Avnei Nezer, it's talking about just the fact that he put it into the water, that it's sitting in the water and it's going to be there for a long time, that itself is going to cause the mechika, and therefore in our Gemara it's not considered a gram. Rather, it's considered his maisa mamish that's causing the shame to be erased. The Aruch Lener brings the kasha that people ask: how is Moshe Rabbeinu allowed to throw the cheres into the yar, into the nilus, with the shame Hashem written on it to get Yosef's arin out of the nilus? We see over here that there's an iser of mechika. So he brings down the teretz that some want to say that since Moshe Rabbeinu made a shvua to Yosef HaTzadik that he's going to take him up to Eretz Yisrael, so he's mechuyev midin shvua to take him out. But the Aruch Lener asks on this that this is a mushba levatel es hamitzvah. He made a shvua to be mevatel a mitzvah, and the shvua is not chal. So the Aruch Lener explains that since it was kaida matan Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu was not mitzvah in mitzvahs, so even though he was mekayim the Torah actually nitna, he was mekayim all the mitzvahs, so therefore he would be mekayim the mitzvah of mechikas Hashem before matan Torah. But since he was only mitzvah, he was only an ena mitzvah va'isa, so therefore because of the shvua that he made to Yosef HaTzadik, he didn't want to be machmir be'inyan the lav of loisasun kein of mechikas Hashem. And one can be ma'ayin in Sichas Musar from Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz in Maimer Lamed, who gives a very beautiful hesber in this Aruch Lener. The Mishnah on Gimel Amud Beis counts how many tekiyas they blew on the Beis HaMikdash each day. Most of the tekiyas that are mentioned in the Mishnah are Chiyuvim Midrabanan, the three for the Psichas Sha'arim, the tekiyas that they blew before Shabbos, and the tekiyas that they added on Sukkot for the Nisuch HaMayim. All of them are Chiyuvim Midrabanan, each one of them according to the reason the Chazal Mersakin them. Only the tekiyas that they blew by the Karban Tamid and by the Karban Musaf, those were Chiyuvim Midaraisa. I would like to give a brief akdama to this Chiyuv of blowing Chatzaitzeris by the Karbanis. The makar for this Chiyuv is in Parashat Be'aloyscha, Perek Yud. The pasuk says, Hashem said to Moshe, "Asei lecha shtei chatzoitzreis kesef. Make for yourself two chatzoitzreis of kesef." The Minchas Chinuch says that the mitzvah is davka with at least two chatzoitzreis, and midivrei Kabbalah you could add more than two. The pasuk goes on, "Miksha ta'asa isam." The Gemara in Menachos learns from this pasuk that there is a chiv that the chatzoitzreis should be made from one solid block of silver, and it should be hammered out. The pasuk continues, "V'hayu l'cha l'mikra ha'eda u'lamasa es ha'machanais." The chatzaitzis should be used to gather the Klal Yisrael and to use when they're traveling. A few psukim later, it says, "Uvnei arin ha'kayhanim yisku b'chatzaitzis." Taisus in Zvachim daf samaches and the Rambam in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, they write that the mitzvah of chatzaitzis in the Beis HaMikdash was dafka with kayhanim. Like the pasuk says, "Uvnei arin ha'kayhanim yisku b'chatzaitzis." The Minchas Chinuch brings a machlekes in the Sifri if it's mutter for kayhanim bali mumin to be mekayim the mitzvah of chatzaitzis. The next pasuk says, "V'chisavayu melchama be'artzichem al atzar hatzayir eschem." There's going to be a war. You're going to be besieged. V'arei oisem b'chatzaitzis. V'nizkartem lefnei Hashem alikechem v'nashatem me'oyveichem. This pasuk talks about the mitzvah min ha-Torah that when there's a tzara in Klal Yisrael, there's a chiyuv to be tzayik and to be meriah b'chatzaitzis, like the Rambam brings down in Perek Aleph in Hilchas Tainis. The next pasuk says, "Uv'yayim simchaschem uv'mayadechem uv'rashi chatshechem." On your days of simcha and your mayadim and Rosh Chodesh, uskatem b'chatzaitzis al oyloiseichem v'al zivchei shalmeichem. You should blow with chatzaitzis on your carbon oyla and on your karbon shlamim, v'yayu lachem lizikaren lefnei aleikeichem, ani Hashem aleikeichem. It should be a remembrance for you in front of Hashem. This is the mitzvah of blowing b'chatzaitzis on the karbonis, like the Rambam brings in Perek Gimel, Hilchas Klei HaMikdash. B'mei ha'meyadim kulam, uv'rashi chadashim, hoyu ha'kehanim toikim b'chatzaitzis b'shas ha'karbon. The Kehanim would blow b'chatzaitzis by the carbon, v'alavim, oimrim shira, Shenemar uvyoyim simchaschem uvmayadechem uvrashi chachechem uzkatem bechatzaitzris. In Sefer HaMitzvos L'Harambam and in Sefer HaChinuch Mitzvah Shimpei Dalid, they explain that the mitzvah of tekiyos by the karbonis and the mitzvah to blow the tekiyos be'es tzara, they put it in one mitzvah. They count it as one mitzvah. And the Magen Mishnah is Tama and other achrayim. Why is the Rambam counting this as one mitzvah? They're two separate psukim in the Torah. They should be counted as two separate mitzvahs. Just like we find the mitzvah of tekiyos shofar on Rosh Hashanah and on Yovel are counted as two separate mitzvahs. And they bring other examples of mitzvahs that are in two separate psukim. They should be two separate mitzvahs. The Ma'aseh Rekech gives a beautiful answer that the Rambam holds that be'emes, both when you blow b'shas tzara and when you blow b'shas the karbanos, it's all for one inyan. Like the pasuk says by both psukim, by the tzara it says v'nizkartem lufnei Hashem lekechem v'noshatem yoyveichem, and by the karbanos it says v'hayu lachem lizikarein lufnei lekechem. They're both one inyan. They're both that certain times we're going to need extra special to find favor in Hashem's eyes. And so we have to blow the chatzaitzos to be niskabel b'rotzin lefnei Hashem, that he should do our bakashos. Sometimes the bakasha is when we're being a karbon, that Hashem should accept our karbon. And sometimes the bakasha is that when there's an eis tzara le'aleinu, that Hashem should answer our tefillos and save us from the tzara. But they're both the same inyan of v'hayu lachem lizikarein lefnei alekechem, that Hashem should remember us l'tayva, and therefore the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch count both the mitzvah of blowing the shofar by the eis tzara and blowing the shofar on the karbon as one mitzvah. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Shin Pei Dalid explains the shayrish ha-mitzvah of blowing the chatzaitzris, and he explains that b'shas a karbon, a person needs to be mechavin his das very well, to that he shouldn't have any machshavas that pass the karbon. And also he has to have kavana shlema that he's doing the karbon l'shem shamayim. And so too by an eis tzara, a person needs to be mechavin very, very well when he davens to Hashem to save him from the tzara. And therefore, says the Sefer HaChinuch, we were given a mitzvah to blow the chatzaitzers at these times because a person, he's made from chaymer, he needs a hisayris gadol el advarim. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, ki ha-teva mi-beli me'ir ya'amayt ki-yashen. The teva of a person, if he doesn't have something to wake him up, he's going to stay sleeping. Ve'ein davar ya'ayiruhu k'may koyles hanigon. Nothing else arouses a person like blowing from instruments. Yadua ha-davar, and kol sheken kol ha-chatzaitzreis, which is a great sound, shavichol kli nigon. It's one of the biggest sounds in all of the instruments. So therefore, says the Sefer HaChinuch, the shayrish ha-mitzvah of blowing chatzaitzos is to help us awaken ourselves to be mechavein properly in whatever we're doing. I would like to point out that these tekiyos that they're blowing b'chatzaitzos should not be confused with the shira of the Leviim. That even though they're both done b'shas, the nisuch ha-yayin of the karbon, but on the Leviim is a mitzvah of shira, that's learned out of the pasuk of Yeshereis B'Shem Hashem Alekov, and that was done with Leviim, and that was done with different instruments, different types of instruments. And this mitzvah of Chatzaitzres is by Kaihanim, and it was Bein Perek Leperek, it was between the breaks of the Shira of the Leviim, but there are two separate mitzvahs, one in the Kaihanim and one in the Leviim. The Kasha that all the Achrayim speak about, the Sefer HaChinuch also asks this question, is that it's very bothersome. The pasuk says, "Uvyoyim simchaschem uvmayadechem, uvrashi chatzeichem uskatem b'chatzaitzreis." The pasuk that talks about the mitzvah of chatzaitzreis says, "Davka uvyoyim simchaschem uvmayadechem and rashi chatzeichem." So where do we see that there's a chiyuv to blow chatzaitzreis every single day on the karbanos? And we shouldn't say, says the Sefer HaChinuch and other achrayim, that every day it's only chiyuv midrabanan, because there's a gemara mifureshes in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Chav Tesamad Aleph. The Gemara says, Hakol chayavim b'tkiyas shofar kohanim leviim v'yisraelim. Everybody is chayiv on Rosh Hashanah in the mitzvah of tkiyas shofar kohanim leviim v'yisraelim. And the Gemara asks, Pshita, Ihani loy mechayvi, mi mechayvi? If these people are not mechuyiv, who is mechuyiv? And the Gemara answers that it needs to tell us the chiddush for kohanim. Kohanim it's tichalei. I would have thought, since it says on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Teruah, that this is the special day of Teruah, Vehani kahani, and these kohanim, hoyil v'isnuhu b'tekiyah d'chol Hashanah kula, since they're mechuyiv in tekiyah is the entire year, d'chsev uskatim chatzoytzos alo leiseichem. And so the Gemara says, so therefore I need the chiddush to say that even kohanim, they're mechuyiv in tekiyah shefer on Rosh Hashanah. You see very clearly that the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that I would have thought that these kohanim, since they're mechuyiv in tekiyah is d'chol Hashanah kula, that they're mechuyiv to blow the chatzoytzos the entire year. You see that there's a chiyuv on the kohanim midi raisa every single day. The Chazon Ish in Erichin Simen Lamed Oizayin, he says that he has even stronger raya from the Gemara in Erichin on Daf Yud Alpha Amid Beis. The Gemara asks a shayla: is the oilas nidvas tzibur when they brought the oilas of Kitz HaMizbeach that was a nidava from the tzibur? Is there a chiyuv shira on those karbonis? And the Gemara brings the pasuk by chatzoytzos, uskatem bechatzoytzos al oloy seichem. And the Gemara asks, does oloy seichem in that pasuk, is that lashon rabim, is that coming to include both oilas chayva and oilas nedava? Or is the lashon rabim just referring to the oilas of all of Klal Yisrael, but davka the oila that the tzibur is mechuyiv in, there's a chiyuv shira, like the tamidim and musafin, but the kitz hamizbeach, there's no chiyuv shira. So the Chazon Ish brings a stark raya that if you hold that every day by the tamid and the musaf, there's no chiyuv chatzaitzris, and there's only a chiyuv by the mayadim, by the regalim. So of course, what's the shaila that a kitz hamizbeach is there a chiyuv chatzaitzris? Even the carbon tamid of every day, there's no chiyuv. So it says the Chazon Ish, you have a klal raya from the Gemara that every day by the tamidim and musafin there was a chiyuv to blow chatzaitzris, and therefore we should, and therefore the Gemara has a shaila, maybe even by the oilas nidvas tzibur there should be a chiyuv chatzaitzris. Agav, we must mention that even though the pasuk that the Gemara brings to be pashut the shaila is the pasuk by chatzaitzris, uskatim chatzaitzris al oloy seichem. And the shaila of the Gemara asks, is there a chiyuv shira of the Levim on a nidvas oiles nidvas tibur? So one could be ma'ayin in Zevach Toida at the end of Maseches Tamid that he explains that since there's halacha l'mayishim Sinai that we have to be takea the chatzoytzos of the kohanim, have to be takea the chatzoytzos between each perek of the shira of the Levim, and since the chatzoytzos were done at the same time of the Shira of the Levim, we could learn the din in one from another. So therefore, if there's a Chiv Chatzaitzus on Nidvas Tzibur, then there's a Chiv Shira, and vice versa, and therefore the dinim are learned one from another. Al Kopanim, we see from these two Gemaras, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and the Gemara in Erechin, that there's a Chiv Chatzaitzus every single day min HaTorah. And therefore the Shaila is, what is the Makar for this? Because the Pasuk says, only so the Chikrei Lev and the Zevach Taida, they say the Makar is from a Sifri. The Sifri brings that there's a Machlekes, Tanakama, and Rav Nosson. The Tanakama learns from the word Uviyoyim Simchaschem, that Uviyoyim is Marbed, that even on Shabbos, there's a Chiyuv to blow Chatzaitzris. Rav Nosson says Uviyoyim is Marbed Temidim of every single day. So Rav Nosson, we see clearly from Rav Nosson that Uviyoyim is Marbe every day. Says the Chavetz Chaim that even though the Tanakama is only Marbe from Uviyoyim, that there's a Chiv on Shabbos. However, of course, the Tanakama is also Maide, that there's a Chiv to blow the Shofar every single day. Only from the word Uviyoyim, he's not Marbe. He must have a different Ribui to be Marbe every single day because it's so Pashut, to the Chavetz Chaim that there's a chiv in deraisa to blow by the carbon tamid every single day, and it's not shayich that anybody argues on this. The Chazon Ish says the same thing, that it's pashut that the Tanakama also held that there's a chiv to blow by the carbon tamid and musaf every single day. Chazanish says that the makar is like the Gemara in Erichin says. It says uskatam b'chatzoyis al olay seichem, and the word olay seichem is marbe all karbanos, even tamidim and musafin every single day. So they both say, the Chazanish and the Chavetz Chaim say, that even though the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Nuntes, and in Yad HaChazaka, the Rambam says, Bimei Me'adais, Uvrashi Chatshechem, Toichem B'chatzoyitzis B'shas HaKarban. So the Rambam sounds like he's saying that the Chiyuv is only on the Yomim Toivim. Still, say the Chavetz Chaim and the Chazanish, that of course the Rambam is also Maideh, that there's a Chiyuv Min HaTorah every single day. The Rambam was only saying the mitzvahs like it's mefurish in the pasuk. In the pasuk, it only specifies that there's a chiyuv on the yamim tovim, and therefore the Rambam was echoing the words of the pasuk. But say the Chavetz Chaim and the Chazanish that even the Rambam is maida that every single day there's a chiyuv chatzaitzeis on the karbanis min haTorah. The Minchas Chinuch, however, is chaylik. He says that the Rambam holds a midiraisa. There's only a chiyuv to blow on the yamim tovim and a Rish Chodesh. And all other days of the year, it's a chiyuv only midrabanan. Among Kibi Ma'ayin and Evin Ha'azel, Perek Vav Hilchas Tamidim, that says another mahalach had to be miyashiv the shita of the Rambam. Al Kapanim, we see from the Sefer HaChinuch and the Chavetz Chaim and the Chazanish in the Das HaRambam that they all hold that there's a chiyuv midaraisa to blow chatzoytzes on the carbon seber every single day. Even though, despite the fact that the pasuk, the mashmaris of the pasuk, is that the chiv is only on Yom Tovim, still we have other drushes, like we explained, to be marbe that there's a chiv chatzaitzis every single day. One of the chiv tekiyas midrabanan that the Mishnah mentions are the three tekiyas for the psichas sha'arim every single day. In Sefer Yoshima's Shiurim, he says, what was the makar for the chachamim to be mesake in these tekiyas by the psichas sha'arim? And he explains that the makar is from the pasuk in Baal Yisra, talking about the mitzvah of chatzaitzris. One of the psukim says, "V'saku b'hein, v'noyadu elecha kol ha'ida el pesach oil ma'id." When you want to gather Klal Yisrael to the oil ma'id, you should blow them, and Klal Yisrael will gather to the oil ma'id. Says Sefer Shima Shurim that the tekiyas l'psichas sha'arim with tekiyas to announce the Klal Yisrael come and gather to do the avoda. And he says it's very mashmal like that from Rashi on Daf Nun Dal and Meralef Divrei Maskel Shein Toikim. Rashi says, "Avil Hanoch." He's referring to the Tekiyas by the Psichas Sharim. Lisimana Ninu. It's a simin sheyishmeu v'yavayu l'ma'amadam uluduchanan. Rashi says that the Tekiyas by Psichas Sharim were a simin that the Levim and the Yisrael should come l'ma'amadam uluduchanan mamish like Moshe Rabbeinu did b'shas. In the midbar by the oil ma'id. And we could l'chayra make another diuk like the Rishim Ashurim from this Rashi. Because if we're medayik from Rashi, Rashi says that they blew the tekiyas for psichas sharim, for a simin, that they should come l'ma'amadam uluduchanam. The ma'amadam is for the Yisraelim, and luduchanam is for the Levim. Like we know, Gvini cries every single day when he woke everybody up, he said, imdu kaihanim lave daschem. He would wake up the Kohanim, Levim, and the Yisraelim. The question is, why does Rashi leave out the Kohanim? He just says, V'yavayu l'ma'amadam ul'duchanam. Why didn't Rashi say, V'yavayu l'avaydasam ul'ma'amadam ul'duchanam for the Kohanim? If we learn according to this, like the Rishim Shiurim, it's very good. Because this Chiyuv Chatzaitris by the Psichas Sha'arim is a Chiyuv on the Kohanim. Like the psukim in Baal Yisrael say that uvnei Aaron haKohanim yisku bechatzaitzris, that it was a chiyuv on the Kohanim to gather the rest of Klal Yisrael to the Ohel Moed. So too, this psichas sharim is me'ein that tekiya, that it was the job of the Kohanim to gather the rest of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, it doesn't say that the Kohanim should come le'avei daschem, because this is gufa job of the Kohanim to gather the rest of Klal Yisrael to come to the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore it's beautiful why Rashi doesn't say that the Kohanim should come la'avedasam. In the Mishnah it says that they blew tekiyas by the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. The Aruch Lener brings a raya from this Gemara that they sang a shira by the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, because the blowing of the chatzaitzeris was bein aprakim of the shira. So if there was chatzaitzeris, then there was also shira of the levim. And from this mishnah, he asks on the tour in Simon Kuf Lamed Gimel, the tour writes that we don't say the shir shal yaim after tefilas arvis, which according to most mefarshim, the tour is referring to mincha. We don't say the shir shal yaim after mincha. The Torah writes that the mitzvah of the shira was only in the morning, and the prisha, the alshich, sefer yom teruah, the aruch lener, and many other achrayim all ask. There's a gemara mifureshes in Rosh Hashanah that they used to sing shira by the talmid shel bein arbayim, and that's the case. That's the gemara that says that one time the edim came late v'niskalkelu alavim b'shir. That was talking about the shira of the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim. And the Aruch Liner says, from our Gemara, we also have a kasha. From our Mishnah, you see that they used to sing shira by the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim. The Aruch HaShulchan says that the reason why we don't say the shir shal yayim by after mincha is because since it's only a zecher for the Beis HaMikdash, so to do it by shachris is enough. This doesn't answer the tour, because the tour says the reason why we don't say by mincha is because there was no shira by mincha. The Alshich says that the kavana of the tour was that even according to Rav Meir, that he holds that the shira is ma'akev the nesachim by the tamid shel shachar, and if you don't have shira, then you don't do the nesachim. But by the tamid shel bein arbayim, the shira is not ma'akev the nesachim, and since it's not ma'akev by the tamid shel bein arbayim, so therefore we don't say the shir shel yayim by mincha. The Yom Teruah asks on the Alshich that the Tur doesn't say that it's not ma'akev by mincha. He says that they didn't say it by mincha. So the Yom Teruah answers that there were certain days a year by Rish Chaydesh that sometimes they had to wait, that they weren't sure if the Edim were going to come and they would be mekadesh the Chaydesh that day. So sometimes if the Edim still didn't come, by the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim, they wouldn't sing Shira, because they wouldn't know if they should sing the Shira of Chayil or the Shira of Resh Chodesh. So therefore, since there were a few days out of the year that they didn't end up singing Shira by the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim, that's why the Torah says you don't say the Shir Shel Yayim after Mincha. Magen Avraham answers that sometimes they were tarud after the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim, and they didn't bring the Nesachim until after night. And the halacha is that Ein Omrim Shira Balayla. The Levim didn't sing Shira by at night, so therefore there were times that they didn't sing Shira on the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim when they brought the Nesachim at night, and therefore the Torah says you don't say the Shir Shel Yayim after Mincha. Mashen came by Shachris, that they every single day they always used to have the Nisuch HaYayin during the day. They never missed it by Shachris, and therefore by Shachris we say the Shir Shel Yayim.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.